January 26th, 2026. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series, episode one. I am your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, and I'm coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in our beloved Banting Park home, where we and I am joined, as always, by my fantastic producer, the mighty Max Martinson, from the comfort of his home in the Cream City near the MATC and PBS Milwaukee campuses. And every time we deliver this podcast, our aim is acting locally, thinking globally. And we can't think of a better place to do that than here in Waukesha, where there is so much going on. And if there's one person that really has her finger on the pulse of what's going on among our youth and at Waukesha South High School is our good friend, Gina Nordrum, who teaches, consumer and family science, right? Did I get that right? Family and consumer science. And people in my age group would call home ec or home economics. Yes. So
yeah.
Gina is also the advisor for SALT. No, not the Strategic Arms Limitations Treaty. No, it's the Student Athlete Leadership Training Program.
Team.
Okay.
Leadership team.
I like that. So, and how many, welcome, first of all, thanks so much for being to come on.
Sure.
How have you been riding out the cold front?
Pretty good. My boiler stayed on, so that's all I can ask for.
Thank heavens. Yeah. I had with one of my clients, we had like a team meeting. We meet every couple of weeks. And usually my direct report always, leads it. Like, it's kind of like an icebreaker, or it's usually something funny. And she goes around everybody in the meeting. And she didn't have anything because she's been so busy. She's also been taking on the role of acting president and on top of her current duties as VP. And so she said, I don't have time. So Don, you got to think of something. And I said, okay, everybody, during the freeze out, what show or what did you binge watch during the freeze out? So, and someone, one person said, Stranger Things. And, someone said, I don't know if do you have Netflix, His and Hers on Netflix is very, did you see that yet?
No, I didn't.
Has a really surprise ending. I enjoyed it. And it's kind of a whodunit. It's a murder mystery or serial murder mystery. But we watched, my wife picked out Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, okay.
And so we've been binge watching that. And timing of that seems rather timely, considering everything going on in the world. So, but closer to home here in Waukesha South, how long has SALT been in, been going on there?
Well, I don't know if everybody remembers Todd Sabrowski. He was the athletic director before Dan Schreier. Yep. And he started it at Waukesha South. I know that North and West also have a SALT program. Not sure when they started. So I would say at South, maybe like 7 years.
Okay.
We've had a program. I haven't done it the whole 7 years. This is my third year doing it. But it's been around. It's a national thing. Lots of high schools who have a SALT program.
Sure. Do you know where it happens to be headquartered?
No, I'm not sure. I know that the WIA has an actual SALT program too. So our kids can apply, and they take kids from all over the state every year, and they have a new team. But I'm not sure where it originated or where it is kind of local headquarters-wise.
Sure. And so what are some of the I guess examples or events or activities that you do to promote student athlete leadership or just leadership in general among the students?
Well, we have a exceptionally large, wonderful program. We have 50 members.
Wow. Okay.
It's just growing. And we actually just started an advisory committee. So we have five members who are the advisors to the other 50.
Okay.
But some of the things that we've done already this year, we help with the Waukesha Education Foundation.
Nice. That's right. Yeah.
They usually have a PIE fundraiser. So our kids organize the pies.
Oh, on March 14th? On March 14th? Is that usually, you know, 314?
No, It's in November. It's like a Thanksgiving.
Like a Thanksgiving thing. Okay, all right. I was thinking of a pie day. Yeah,
Maybe we should sell pies that day. We're always thinking of fundraisers. We just had a blizzard, Oreo blizzard sale at the school, and kids really love their blizzards. So it went over well.
Yeah.
And the money we raised, actually, we sponsored a child for the Christmas Clearinghouse. And we were able to go shopping as a group and buy the presents that the child wanted. And then we also volunteered at the Clearinghouse.
Okay.
I guess it's a day. It's a Saturday. I think it happened in, I can't remember what day, in December, where parents can come and get presents, get toys, books, clothes, things like that for their kids. So we did that. What else did we do? We did Blessings in a Backpack last week, Thursday.
I heard that was a big event.
That was pretty crazy. There was 51 teams. We were reigning champions for the high school division.
So were they different from different schools?
There's people from different schools. So they have three groups. They have a corporate group, they have a community group, and then they have a high school group. And we all go against each other, but you win those individual groups, and then those three winners all go against each other, and then there's like an ultimate winner.
So SALT hosts it, but you don't have to be a SALT chapter to...
No. So Blessings in a Backpack, this is their thing. Put two teams there to help. So last year we won it. This year, unfortunately, we came up a little short, but we had two teams there, which was amazing.
Yeah, that's neat. I remember my daughter was on one of those teams, and she wasn't.
She was on the team that got closest to the finale. So she. She really was working hard. They all were. It's just amazing. I think they said we all packed 12,000 boxes.
Really?
In 3 hours.
Wow.
Of food for local kids that need food on the weekends.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Wow. You should be so proud. And of course, of your students, too, that participated. Oh.
And we were so excited because Fox 6 was there, and they made like the front page, but they made Facebook, and they were like, oh my God, we're on Facebook. So they were super excited about that. These kids just have an energy that I've just never seen before. So they bring it wherever they go, especially in the community. And we're really getting well known. People are like calling us and asking us to help out in things. So.
Sure. Now, this is a silly question. Do you have to be a student athlete to be on the team or in the club, if you will?
Yes, you have to be in a sport during that school year.
Okay. Sounds good.
So if somebody is not in a sport this year and they're in a sport next year.
They can join next year.
Yep. And we have open applications all year. We want anybody who wants to be with us and anybody who sees what we're doing and wants to get involved, they can do it at any time.
Sure. Well, good. Is there, do you have like regular meetings or how does that work? Okay.
Yeah. Well, with our schedule, it was really difficult to figure out the meeting piece. So we do it during lunchtime. It just seems to work out best. Before school, a lot of people are on the bus and they can't make it. Yeah. After school, obviously, most of them are in sports.
Yeah.
So we do meet once every 2 weeks, once a week, depending on what's going on.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's good. That's pretty true. And what other, I know you have some other events in the queue, right, for this year?
Yes. We actually, next week, February 3rd, we are going to Horning Middle School. Oh, nice.
Right in our neighborhood here.
I can see
it from my window.
You can come visit. You can help us out. Sure. They have what's called a Horning Frontier Summit.
Okay.
We went last year and it was so great. They invited us to come back. So our juniors and seniors go, and I'm not exactly sure what the company is, but they hire a
Okay.
company to do this summit for the seventh graders to kind of help with their leadership skills, their growing up skills, like you're going to
Nice.
be high school students soon,
Okay.
mental health issues, things like that. So our kids go real early, like 7 o'clock. They get trained by this company, and
Okay.
then each one of our students gets 3 to 4 seventh graders in their group, and they
Okay.
spend the day with these kids and do activities, do fun things, do talk about hard things. And it's just great because the seventh graders really love to see our kids there, especially the athletes.
Yeah.
They, oh my gosh, look who's here, kind of thing. So
Right.
that's coming up on the third.
Okay.
We are also having our own summit at Carroll College on March 5th, and that's
Oh,
open to
nice.
all of our athletes at South. And we have it every other year, so this is our year.
Where is
Carroll,
it at the Van Mail Fieldhouse or at Stackner Ballroom or?
it's at the ballroom. It's at the
Okay, yeah.
ballroom. Carroll is absolutely amazing. I work with Amanda Roddy there, and she
Oh
is,
yeah, love Amanda. Yep, she's a good
love
friend.
Amanda. She's
Yep,
amazing. Carol's
she's been on the show
amazing.
before.
So that's coming up on March 5th. And then our annual boots and badges game that we help with for the police department and the fire department.
Right. Oh, that's great. And I
Coming up.
remember I went to it a couple of years ago, and the proceeds were split between the food pantry of Waukesha County, which I used to, I recently had stepped down from being on the board, but it's a very important mission to me. And then also the other part went towards the parade memorial.
Yes.
So, but what I recall about that night, Gina, was that the SALT students that were, participating, I think they were doing like 50-50 raffles and different activities. They look like they're having more fun than the police and firemen, fire people playing in the game. So, and they're having fun too. So,
Yeah, we did it last year too, and it proceeds were split between the food pantry. We always work with the food pantry. They work with the fire department, gets them to come and bring
nice.
the barrels, and people can come in and get extra raffle tickets if they bring food.
Okay.
Who else? Oh, it was blessings in a backpack,
Nice.
and then the food pantry.
Very good. And I have to now, what's the date of that again? The boots and
That
badges basketball game?
is Friday, April 10th.
Friday, April 10th. And I'm glad, it's funny, the timing's all great because you mentioned Carroll and you mentioned Stackner for your summit. I just got an email from the boosters, Waukesha South Boosters, and the raise the bar this year for from Waukesha South Boosters is Saturday, April 6th, at the Stackner Ballroom. So I saw you there last year.
Yep,
So,
I'll be there again.
and it's funny, I was checking my when I was texting you last night. That was the last text message I sent you because you wanted to hear CJ's podcast. CJ Ziegler, our storm chaser. And it's yeah, he's great. I can't wait to have him on again. Max really enjoyed that show too because his dad's really involved in that. And I think he's like a he's an owner or investor in one of the organizations that CJ's a part of that's big into the storm chasing media.
Yeah,
So
I think I just saw on Facebook that he just left a couple of days ago to see some more snow. That it like he needs to see more snow, but went down to kind of look and see what's going on with this big storm down south.
see, chasing snow is more my speed.
Yeah,
Having grown up in Buffalo, but I don't know about those tornadoes. That'd be a little too scary for me.
he contacts me during the summer. He goes, "Do you want to do a storm chase with me?" And I'm like, yes, but I don't want to be scared, so I don't know
Right.
yet.
Yeah. So interesting stuff. But
Yeah.
yeah, no, he definitely is like one of the great characters in Waukesha. And so young too. It's great to see our young people doing. I mean, gosh, he was like a photojournalist for
Yeah,
Fox News, like
Fox
right after
6,
high
yeah.
school. So,
Yeah, I met CJ through I was doing the Blackshirt Briefing, which is our news station that we have at
oh
South.
yeah.
And he's that's how I met him. He started helping me. He did all of my you know, videography stuff he did. He just did so much. Like I'm just not good at that kind of stuff. So
right.
Kind of how I got to know CJ was through Black Shirt Briefing.
Oh, that's great. That's terrific. Yeah. So does Salt do anything in the summer when school's not in session?
Yes. We usually help with the, what is that called? Oh, Run with the Cops. So we volunteer with the Cops.
Great.
And you know, I really leave it up to the kids. And I said, I'll meet once a week during summer if you want. I know they're busy. So we do try to meet and we do try to do things in the summer. If they can make it or they can't make it. So we try to do stuff all year. And, I tell the kids, it's not for me, it's for you. So whatever you want to do, I'll make it happen. Great. They want to be out in the community. They want to be seen. They want to show what a great place South is. And what a caring place South is. Yeah. And diverse and all of that. So they're the ones that are driving all of this. They tell me what they want to do. And I said, I'll do whatever I can to make it happen.
So. Oh, that's great. I love it. So now, do our alumni allowed to participate that were in Salt when they were in school? And
I've not had anybody ask me, but I would welcome them with open arms, of course.
And one of the reasons I asked that is when we had you on the radio show and you had Meredith Marks with you. And I know she's I shouldn't say just up the road. She's at St. Norbert's, but I know she comes back for summers and how I could see her being a pretty active alumnus because she was always really passionate about it, like many of your students are.
Yes. You know, I feel like they come back and they've got to work or something. I don't know what they're doing in the summer.
Yeah. They're all working. Yeah. Which is good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our kids work hard too. It's really something to see. So like our oldest was home from college. You might remember Jordan. And
of course I do. Of course I do.
She worked the entire like Christmas break.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, except for like Christmas Eve and like New Year's Eve. Like she's very driven. She's very motivated. And I can't say enough about her. And there's so many other great young men and women like that, like in their, right after high school, that it's exciting to see the growth and the maturity.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite part about being a teacher is seeing them come back and seeing them when they're, in their careers and the things they're doing.
Yes. It's
amazing.
Yeah, it sure is. So Max is kind of giving me the 2-minute warning we're going to have you stick around for the second one too, because we want to do a little deeper dive into Salt and any other, and other things going on at Salt. And, I guess, do you have a little teaser to get our listeners to stick around for podcast number 2 or something about Salt or something to look forward to?
Yes. I could talk about we have 4 kind of things we live by and that we think are important. So maybe I can talk about that to start a female leadership team.
That's great. I can definitely respect that, especially because I have some clients in the trades and they want to see more women working in the building trades. Yep. And it's not for lack of ambition, but it's, again, you're coming into a male dominated industry. And so it's important that we have, women leaders throughout and to encourage, inspire, all those things, and train when they're young.
Yeah.
Men and women alike, but especially I think for women, it's good to have something like that, and for men too. So, but that's neat. Yeah, look forward to learning more about that, and some more tales from this recent freeze out. And you had a day off on Friday. I'd love to hear more about that. So stick around, everybody. We've got more to talk about with Gina Nordrum, the family and consumer science teacher at Waukesha South. Did I get it right? Excellent.
Got it.
The advisor for Waukesha South's student athlete leadership team, better known as SALT. So thanks for joining us in this first segment. Go grab yourself a cold beverage or use the restroom, because we'll be right back with part 2 here on This Week in Waukesha. Thank you.